of junk.
I tell you, you know, that was 1963. Still using prop jobs.
Yeah, I know it. Listen to that great piece of production there. It's 11:01, and I just wanted to make a comment. Somebody asked for an instrumental called One Mint Julep.
Oh, I remember that.
We're focusing on numbers next hour, so be listening next hour. Ray Charles will be in there.
WHND, Monroe, Detroit, where the 50s and 60s come along. It's Keith Allen, Rob Main, and the Morning Maniacs. Sorry.
older cities. All oldies, WHND. 50s and 60s, rock and roll.
Theme is number songs, and I figured it was only appropriate to start with the number one. So we had One Night, Elvis.
Epp really liked that song.
I know.
It made him cry.
One Fine Day by the Chiffons, and also One by Three Dog Night.
Just please, don't play that Seven Little Girls in the Back Seat Wanting Fred or something.
No, I don't think that's coming up. So.
I like that song. How about Seven Little Girls Wanting Red? Why don't you just get out of here, man? Don't hop in the backseat of the dumpster, man.
It's 11:09, and you know, somebody called and made a comment that, you know, and when we're talking about this, let me stress that the reason for the demise of this radio station is not because of ratings. Nobody beat us out of anything. The reason for the demise of the radio station was the loss of the Cool Gold network that we run after hours. Certainly, when we say things about records that you're not going to hear anymore, that's the only implication that we're talking about here, is the fact that some of these songs you will never hear again. And that's all. I mean, I don't think I need to sit here and explain myself to anybody for anything that I've said.
And I don't think it means we're demeaning any other radio station.
No, by all
means. I
think
it means that we're proud of where we are and where we have been here. And we always will be.
We're part of not only Detroit radio history, but of radio history. And the entire country. This is the oldest oldie station in America. And it's a shame that it must take a curtain call, if you will. The curtain is on its way down, and you know, it's a sad day for everyone. We'll be here tomorrow, and tomorrow will be the last day for live programming. Boogie Bryan will be the final jock to emanate his program from this studio here at One Radio Plaza.
And being that radio is a very competitive business, we're going to go down fighting, so to speak.
Let us stress, too, that the decision was made from corporate people who just know employee numbers. That's pretty much it. So I think that's all that needs to be said about it as we continue to enjoy this Turkey Day and leave this somber moment. We started the hour off with one, so I think we'll start by counting to three when we return after these.
Probably end up in the year 2525.
No, I don't know. Spanx.
Welcome to Service Merchandise. Say, aren't you...
That's right, Mrs. Claus.
Wow, what brings you to Service?
I'm looking for some exercise equipment.
Oh, well, you're in great shape with Service Merchandise. We have a super selection of brand name steppers, exercise bikes, home gyms, free weights, and this Westlow Cadence treadmill on sale for just $248.88.
That's why you're on my list, dear.
And with our guaranteed low prices, no money down and 0% financing for 6 months, a gift from Service Merchandise will fit any budget.
Perfect. I'll take the treadmill.
So, who's it for?
Who do you think? Have you ever tried to squeeze down a chimney?
For the store nearest you, call 1-800-251-1212.
Send a sale at Service.
Sale ends Sunday.
Top performance is what you expect from your car or truck. And AC Delco batteries from your Pronto Auto Parts stores can help ensure that kind of performance. AC Delco batteries are engineered to keep your car running the way it was made to run. In fact, when used with routine maintenance, AC Delco batteries can help your car last longer. Your Pronto Auto Parts stores like Bray Auto Parts Lake Orion, Dynamic Automotive Incorporated Westland, and Parts Company in East Detroit invite you to come in for their Start Me Up AC Delco battery specials. You can get up to $7 off your battery and enter to win tickets to the Rolling Stones concert at the Pontiac Silverdome. Start your car up with a new AC Delco battery from your Pronto Auto Parts store and save up to $7. Plus, you may win tickets to the Rolling Stones concert December 1st. Start me up with AC Delco batteries in your Pronto Auto Parts stores. Bray Auto Parts, 1140 South Lapeer Road, Lake Orion. Dynamic Automotive Incorporated, 28212 West Warren, Westland. Parts Company, 19136 East 10 Mile Road, East Detroit. Stop into your Pronto Auto Parts store. We're in your neighborhood.
Detroit's leader of the past. 560 AM, all oldies, WHNB.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how high Redneckman can count. But only if he tries hard. Len Barry on Honey.
1, 2, 3. it, don't you?
Yes. Number songs this hour. Shep in the Limelight for Bo.
Three steps.
Radio WHND, Three Steps to the Altar, Shep and the Limelights. Yeah, I got my talking to you like
ad-libbing.
11:21 as we focus on number songs. A great number song from Boyd Bennett coming up in
That's real rock and roll.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's 11:22, November 24th, 1994. It is Thanksgiving Day. Celebrating birthdays today, Marlon Fitzwater.
Excuse me, Rob. I got to miss my
time. Oh, yeah. Come on, Ip.
Sorry.
You got to make your... You know how he is, Rob. You can't fight with him.
All right. What we got here, man?
Marlon Fitzwater, 52.
Marlon Fitzwater.
Press secretary.
That's spelled just like that guy used to be... what was that guy's name? Marlon Perkins. Guy used to be on that wildlife show, man.
I don't know how anybody can name their kid Marlon.
Well, this is Marlon with a I. M-A-R-L-I-N. Not like Marlon Brando with O, man. But anyway, who cares about Marlon Fitzwater?
Former basketball star Oscar Robertson, 56.
I've heard of him.
That's
I remember
good.
About Bob Cousy, whatever his name was, years ago. You forgot about Bev Bevins. I wanted to say something about that.
Oh, I purposely...
Yeah, I thought you did.
Drummer Bev Bevins, 48 today, from ELO.
Now, there's a real who cares, man. ELO. Come on. I mean, ELO. Don't bring me down in telephone line. That's the kind of stuff they play across the hall. I mean, come on. Let's hear some Boyd Bennett and some Big Joe Turner.
There you
Bev
go.
Bev Bevins. What is he, half man, half woman? Bev Bevins.
William Buckley Jr. is 69 today.
Oh, there's a silly-looking guy, but, you know, I mean, he's really intelligent, I know that, but look at how he sits around like a bum. His shirt's always messed up, his tie's always undone.
You know, when I was a stage technician at my high school, way back when I was there, they had this projector, and you had to learn how to feed the projector, and there was a film of William Buckley Jr. that you had to watch. It was terrible. Stanley Livingston is 44 today, the actor.
Oh, that's,
My Chip, Three Sons. My Three Sons.
44, man.
Jeez. 44 years old.
Stanley Livingston, man.
Geek. Drummer Pete Best is 53.
Oh, there's a guy that got shortchanged, man.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's all kinds of rumors going around that, you know, he was a drummer for the Beatles.
Yeah, of course, right.
And all kinds of stuff. He wasn't a good drummer. But I've heard rumors that Paul McCartney was jealous because Pete Best was better looking. But that's silly to worry about that. But, you know, I don't worry about stuff like that because I'm better looking than anybody.
Okay. Basketball's Dave Bing is 51.
He's from Detroit, man.
Yes. Yes, played for the Pistons, yeah.
Owns a big steel company. Dad's done well. Very, very smart guy. Man.
Actor Dwight Schultz is 47 today. Played Murdoch on the AIM, A-Team.
I
almost said
him.
The Ames Brothers.
I always liked him. Now, he played a real stupid guy on there, but I tell you,
Ragged
in order to act stupid, you got to be smart. I mean, this guy was really talented.
He could
have voices.
See him in a lot of TV movies.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Scott Joplin, the ragtime musician, is dead.
Dead?
Dead? He was born on this day in 1868.
Now, there was a talent, you know.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Again, I'll say that what kind of talent you got today? Madonna?
I don't think I have.
Guns N' Roses? That goofy guy, what's his name? That guy with long hair, stupid-looking guy with a high voice. You know, can't think of his name. What's his name, Mary? That guy I can't stand, man. You know? Stupid guy. Michael Bolton.
Oh,
come on,
what
man.
A jerk.
Jeez. Michael Bolton. He ought to be dead.
Author Dale Carnegie, who is dead, but was born on this day in 1888.
The only thing I can't figure out, if he knew so much about getting along in this world, why did he die so young? I mean, he was 67.
Zachary Taylor, the 12th president of the United States, born on this day in 1784. And in case you were wondering, is dead now that they've dug him up.
Well, you see, the thing about Zachary, you know, he really didn't make much of an impression when he was president. So it took like 150 years later when they dug him up where he really made some big famous thing, you know. So, sorry, Zach.
Zachary Taylor is better known now, you're saying, than he was when he was president.
I just hope they put him in a new suit when they put him back. You know?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Charles Darwin published it. Oh, here you go, Red. Thanks to you. Now, I think we can tie something in here. Charles Darwin published Origin of the Species on this day in 1859.
What's that got to do with me?
You know what I think, Red? I think you are the missing link. In the origin of the species. I think he skipped you.
I think you're going to be missing a few teeth in a couple minutes there, buddy.
On this day in 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused killer of President Kennedy, was shot to death in Dallas by Jack Ruby.
I remember I saw that. I was relaxing in my home down in Memphis. And it was a terrible time, man.
You know what Zachary Taylor was doing?
Waiting 19... for his new suit, man.
1966, the Beatles began recording. That's sick.
You know, what were you going to say?
Oh, the hell with it.
Damon Hardware customers talk about selection.
Whenever I'm shopping here at Damon Hardware, there's always more than one of what I'm looking for, and there's always a good selection.
Damon Hardware is a nice neighborhood hardware, and they have everything that you need.
Hey, if I can't find it at Damon's, I can't find it anywhere.
Damon Hardware prices speak for themselves.
Managing your time this holiday season will be a major task, but it's easy for the Black & Decker Handy Steamer. Its precise timing allows it to steam a variety of foods and cook rice to perfection. It includes a 2-quart steaming bowl and 4 cups rice bowl, all for just $27.99. Black & Decker has great holiday gift ideas at Damon Hardware.
Don't forget convenience. There are 17 great Damon Hardware locations to serve you.
Look for me. I'll help you with your homework.
The smartest way to do your homework is Damon Hardware.
Hi, Max. I saved your favorite washing machine, number 6, right next to mine.
Gee, thanks, Vivian.
Max, I was wondering, we've been washing our clothes together now for 3 whole years.
Did you say 3, Vivian?
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of the big 3-day sale at Meijer this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, how can you think about some old sale when I'm talking to you about...
Vivian, this big 3-day sale is really big, and it's only at Meijer. Almost everything's on sale.
Really, Max? Like what?
Oh, like hardware, clothing, holiday stuff, you name it. And it's on sale.
Oh, Max, you are incredible. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
From 6 a.m. Thursday until midnight Saturday. You want to come with me?
Oh, yes. Yes, Max. Let's see. What'll I wear? Are rings on sale?
Rings?
Find just about everything at the big 3-day sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Only at Meijer. That's something to get excited about.
If you're dashing through the malls and you're looking for great gifts, you'll be dashing over to Sears Brand Central and give AT&T to everybody on your list. Oh, boy. That's right, happy holiday shoppers. At Sears, you'll find the AT&T Portable Cellular Telephone 3620C featuring 140 minutes of battery talk time. It's a Sears exclusive, and they'll love it. So sing with me now. Give AT&T gifts to all your friends and save a lot of dough. Oh, for great AT&T gifts that'll make their day, Sears Brand Central's the only way to go. Oh, oh no.
This Thanksgiving, after the cranberry sauce, I want you to pull out your congas. Good. Now, line dance right to the TV set. Very nice. Then, find out how a bongo-banging band leader and a red-headed Goldwyn girl revolutionized the way you and I watch television. Yep, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Lizzie, baby!
We'll premiere biography about America's funniest family on the A&E Television Network. Tonight, 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific, A&E. It's really time well spent.
All right, it's 11:30. We're 10 minutes behind, thanks to all that Zachary Taylor stuff.
So this Zachary Taylor stuff here. Oh, for goodness.
Were you related to Zachary Taylor? No,
I feel bad for our man, Lord. His family.
Oh, yeah, it just...
Be a little more sensitive there, boys, will you? Be mostly sunny this afternoon. High of 48. Partly McCloudy tonight. A chance of snow or light rain after midnight. Low of 32. Partly sunny tomorrow. High of 49. For the rest of the weekend, dry Saturday. Chance of rain on Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s. Right now it's 37. And all is sunny.
All right. Thanks, Lucky.
Mitchell.
Remember this golden classic.
Mitch Wallace.
Now you're talking, and I'll say it. You only hear it here, man.
Boyd Bennett on Honey.
17, 17, cool and solid 17, young enough to dance and sing, old enough to get that swing. Past 16, done been kissed, graduated and got that twist, kind of love I can't resist. At 17, now sloppy shirt.
But you need no talent to be on the radio.
He took 100 pounds of clay. And then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. Because I know what's missing.
Yeah.
Detroit's 50s and 60s rock and roll radio station, Honey Radio, WHMD, 560 on your AM dial.
Number songs, 442 Glenwood Avenue, the Pixies 3, which kind of ties in nicely. For those of you who are out there listening wondering what that pop is, so were we. If you remember earlier in the program, I said that I thought I heard something in our headphones, and I found out from Bo Brown that it is on the air, and that was my my worry. But I assure you that Ace Engineer Tom Gardol is on his way to the site to check it out.
Yeah, Tom will take care of it.
And by noon,
good man, Tom Gardol.
By noon, we'll be back in tip-top shape. Of course, that'll be when the robots are on, but what the hell. 11:39, and we'll be back with a great song, with a man with a deep voice.
They're not even good-looking robots.
After this.
Here. How come you're singing into that payphone?
I'm playing Jingle Bells for Ameritech. I'm going to win me a share of $50,000. Ready, boys?
Yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Hold it, hold on. Play Jingle Bells isn't a song. It's Ameritech's new game.
Game? Like trash the drama, kiss the queen, or wax the water closet?
Sort of. Only all you have to do to play this game is make a coin call at any Ameritech payphone. And if you get a jingle back from Ameritech after you hang up, you could win.
All right, boys, start cramming in the bloody phone bell!
You could also win by using your Ameritech calling card anywhere or the calling card feature of your Ameritech complete card.
Excellent. Now can I finish me song?
Pass the earplug.
1, 2, 3, 4, jingle bells, jingle bells.
To apply for a calling card, dial 1-800-695-CARD. Ameritech, your link to better communication. No purchase necessary. Game ends January 6, 1995. Void where prohibited. For details, call 1-800-871-7260.
Oh, it's you. Hello, my beer-drinking brothers and sisters. This is your friendly neighborhood Iceman. And I have a question. Why is it that when you're in the prime of your life, you've got to wake up and go to work? Hello? Is it me? Or is this not right? We should retire now while we're young and can enjoy it. Sure, we'll go to work in our golden years. But now we should be out there enjoying life to the rim with Miller Lite Ice. It's ice brewed right for more of what you want as far as taste and less of what you don't. Calories, that is. Do you get it? Well, what are you waiting for? A walker? Come on, let's crank it up.
Miller Lite Ice. If you get it, get it.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's all oldies. Honey Radio on WHND at 1:41, about 19 minutes away from noon. And the end of the big Alan and Maine show. There's that doggone pop again. Oh, well. Uh-oh. Look at this, friends. It's the hotline here. If you'll excuse me for a minute. Hi, WHND.
This is International Operator here. Will you accept a call from Mr. Pete Best in Liverpool, England?
Pete Best?
Mr. Pete Best?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Pete Best.
Hello. Over there.
Hello?
I've got my shortwave radio on here. I heard you say something about me today.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Pete Best.
Happy birthday.
Is this Keith Allen?
You've heard of me. I'm flattered.
I'm really sorry that the radio's going off the air.
Oh, thank you, Pete.
For years.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Let me mate still listen to you.
Oh, yeah?
I just wanted to say that the true reason that I got kicked out of the Beatles.
I was going to ask you that.
So to speak, they told me to beat it. But the problem really was, as Ep was saying, I was a lot better looking than Paul McCartney.
I hear that.
Pretty upset about that.
Yeah?
George Harrison, of course, you know, he didn't look like anything anyway. So they hired this ugly, ugly drummer to make them look good.
You mean Ringo?
Ringo, whatever his name is. Starkey. Richard Starkey's his real name. I used to see him around here a lot like South Bronx Johnny. He used to steal hubcaps off a car. That's the true story there, though, Keith.
Well,
I just want to say, I wish you and Rob and Epp and all the bunch, Richard D., the very best.
They know of Richard D. in England.
Just make sure you don't end up working in a bakery like me.
Oh, is that what you're doing now?
Yes, I do now.
What are you doing right at this moment? Are you prepping for Thanksgiving?
I don't have Thanksgiving here, just like your weatherman said. There's no need for it. I've got nothing to be thankful for ever since they kicked me out of the band.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry to hear that, Pete.
Well, all the best to you.
It's a pleasure.
Pete Best.
Pleasure talking to you, Pete.
Take care.
Thank you very much. And keep that shortwave radio tuned for at least another couple days.
Well, as soon as the new Spanish shows come on, it's gone.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
Ta-ta.
I appreciate that. Boy, I tell you, Pete Best right here on WHND. It's an... You go from one line to the other. And this is terrible. Oh, my. It's 555-DORK, the South Bronx Johnny hotline. Hello.
Yo, Keith, South Bronx over here.
Oh, geez, you sound wonderful.
Yeah, I sound wonderful. I'll tell you what, this show's very appropriate for Thanksgiving Day.
What do you mean?
It's a real turkey.
Yeah, you're funny. Johnny, what a funny guy you are. You slay me.
Hey, Johnny, you stopping by for some meal today?
No,
are you cooking?
You said yesterday that muskrat stuff. I told you I don't eat nothing that comes out of a swamp.
Well, we got an appetizer before the main dish. Found an opossum on the road today.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Johnny?
Pardon?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm just going to head over to Salvation Army, see if I can get a free meal.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, that's
great.
Well,
yeah, I'm a little short of funds here. You know, the hubcap business ain't been too good lately.
The hubcaps, yeah.
Just like
I noticed three are missing off of my car, and I know that you were here recently.
I told Cousin Benny not to touch your car. Wait a minute, I have to go look.
Okay.
Probably lost all that money spending it on commercials here.
That cost me a lot of money advertised on your show.
Yeah?
Hasn't brought back any results yet.
So no one's over there stuffing the turkey with you, huh?
No, nobody's over here yet. They're going to run around, too. She's coming on over later. Maybe we'll go over to the mall and do some shoplifting.
Do you plan on eating a bird for Thanksgiving?
He's a stud.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't talk like that to me.
Yes. Well, I won't say eat the bird. I'll just give you the bird.
I got to get out and talk to you guys later.
It's terrible.
Yes.
This is Bill Newborn.
The hell was that, man? Was that still Pete Best online?
I'm not sure.
You think I'm an idiot, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do. Number songs until noon. Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Some.
wrong. People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Tennessee Ernie Ford from All Oldies, Honey Radio, WHND. We're going to play one more record
why
here.
Am I some kind of idiot that I can't recognize another man's thinking?
You know, I thought we had that taken care of.
Now, I'll tell you what it is. You see, that door's been open all morning, and the gates to the parking lot, ever since this one guy came in, now there's like 60 people out there.
I mean, it's just
you think I'm an idiot, don't you?
I mean, look at that. I mean, it's nuts. I want to play another. No, sorry, Tennessee, but you had your chance.
I'll see if I can get Chucky.
Okay, please do. Please.
Well, see what you can do.
There's that damn pop again.
He won't listen to me at all.
Chucky, take care of these guys, huh?
What's the problem?
These guys keep coming in here. I mean, they just come in here and they say a few things.
Take care of it yourself.
You're the bouncer.
Okay, hot shots, the fun is over.
I mean. Right. I'm sorry. Four preps, 26 miles on Honey.
None of my business.
26 miles across the sea. Resting in the water serene. I'd work for anyone, even the Navy, who would put me to my island dream. 26 miles so near yet far. I'd swim with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wing, but I'll leave the guitar for romance. Tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll do it forever till I'm gazing on those island girls. 40 kilometers in a leaky
26 miles, four preps. All oldies on your radio, WHND.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I used to have a Pontiac Catalina.
Why don't you just get out of here?
I mean, it's just ridiculous here.
How's it again? Don't come down. I see you.
Didn't even call to tell him he was going to be here.
Train.
What did he say?
I don't know.
I don't think he even knew.
Hey, champ.
Well, stop picking on the guy. I guess he's one of them friends
came
of
in.
That Wallace guy. He's even hanging out with those guys, man.
Pretty wild around here.
Oh, man, we're focusing on number songs until noon, and then we're out of here.
Too, that Catalina.
And,
Man, this is wild.
Lucky McLeod will have your Thanksgiving
day. I feel sorry for Boogie, man. He's got to come in after this. Jeez.
No, tomorrow he does.
Oh, he's not coming in today?
No.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. We'll do another number song after
this.
Who
is coming in?
Hell, I don't know.
Well, we can take any of those 60 guys out there.
I think Mitch Wallace
here, you know.
Is coming in.
Yeah, maybe he's out there, yeah.
we'll talk a little bit more.
I think I will
about,
go to the kitchen now.
That's a good place, man. Go ahead.
The hell?
Hi, Max. I'm collecting for the newspaper.
Okay, how much do I owe?
$10, Max.
Bucks? Bucks? That reminds me of the Meijer Santa Buck sale this Saturday. Meijer is marking down all kinds of items from every department. And those Santa Buck coupons, what a deal!
Not again. Come on, Max, just give me the money.
You can make a regular price item a sale item by using Meijer Santa Bucks from your newspaper. You can save up to $66 throughout the store. But the bucks are only good on Saturday.
Listen, is this going to take on? Because I got to be home before dark.
Well, you can get something for your dad in the hardware department, something for your mom in the housewares department. Meijer is all the holiday gifts you need.
Forget it, Max. I'll collect next week after the Meijer sale.
When I was young, we didn't have Santa Bucks from Meijer. If I wanted to buy something, I had a whole neighborhood of driveways to shovel. Driveways the size of football fields.
Visit Meijer this Saturday for great holiday savings during the Santa Bucks sale.
Hey, where are you going? You going to Meijer? Good boy, that's it. Go to Meijer.
What an idiot.
Guy must really like Meijer, man. I know it's Myers, not Myers.
That's right.
And
we were
Tom Sonkran made sure he made a fool of us to tell us that. Just kidding, Tom.
All righty. For one final Thanksgiving Day edition of the Lucky McLeod weather forecast, he's our staff meteorologist. And
I didn't know about you.
What do you mean?
It's some wild show today.
Yeah,
all those there people doing out there.
They're here for Mitch Wallace.
Who's Mitch Wallace, is he? Related to William Wallace.
I think you're right.
He was a Scottish hero.
William Wallace.
How about a forecast for Pontiac,
Wallace.
Monroe, or RJ, or Toledo?
George Wallace from the South, wasn't he?
Take it away, Lucky.
Be mostly sunny this afternoon.
Are you crazy?
Hey, a 48. Partly McCloudy tonight. A chance of snow and light rain after midnight. Low of 32. Partly sunny tomorrow.
Are you crazy?
It's terrible. High of 49. For the rest of the weekend here. Dry Saturday. Chance of rain on Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s. Right now it's 37. At all oldest on air radio.
Thank you very much. Be sure to listen to us. We'll be on the air.
Stupid fools out there.
We'll be on the air tomorrow, 6 in the morning till 1 o'clock.
Now, why would I do a dumb thing like that?
Well, because it's good programming, so...
Boy, I can't wait to get home and have some turkey.
Me too. Just time for a couple more tunes here on WHND. Here's 18 Yellow Roses.
18 Yellow Roses came today. 18 yellow roses in a pretty bouquet. When the boy came to the door, I didn't know what to say. But 18 yellow roses came today. I opened up the card to see what it said. I couldn't believe my eyes when I had read. Though you belong to another, I love you anyway. Yes, 18 yellow roses came today. I never doubted your love for a minute. find out if he's got plans to buy you a ring. 'Cause 18 yellow roses will wilt and die one day, but a father's love will never fade away. Will never fade away.
18 yellow roses. Bobby Darin from All Oldies, Honey Radio, WHND. It's Keith Allen, Rob Main, and the Morning Maniacs making way for afternoon on this Turkey Day. We hope that you and yours have a blessed one, and take care. Don't eat too much. You'll end up looking like Red Neckman. And that's something you don't want to do, right, Rob?
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes. Yes. And listening to the tape of the show the other day, you were saying happy birthday to your mom, and I stepped on you, so I'd like to correct that and say happy birthday to your mom.
Yeah, she was complaining about that. No, I'm just kidding. No. Happy birthday, Mom. I'll be home soon, and I'll be eating a lot.
Sure.
As usual.
Am I coming?
Sure, if you want.
Okay, as long as we're not eating.
Have my leftovers.
At Neckman's house. I hope that Mitch Walsh... Oh, look at this. Look at this guy coming in here. I hope he doesn't show up tomorrow. Yes. A good show. I'm Mitch Wallace.
Oh, no, I'm Mitch Wallace.
No, I'm...
No, you're mistaken.
I'm Mitch Wallace.
No.
What the hell is that?
I just want to know who the hell is Mitch Wallace, man.
He lives up here in Elmont, I think. Gonna have muskrat with me today.
Shut up, you bubbling buffoon!
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
We'll see you tomorrow at 6 in the morning. Oh, and you know what? We'll do the 2 hours of songs that have love in the title, beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Just don't put on that one about Priscilla.
Oh, no.
We couldn't find that. That's good. That brings back bad memories, man, I tell you.
I hear you there, buddy. Well, look, you guys have a good Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us and spending yours with us. We had a good time doing that today. It was pretty ridiculous.
Let's just hope the Lions win, because we really don't want to watch Reds football team play.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, what a...
Well, I'll be playing up there at Loon View Lake near Memphis. You know, call up 298-6200 if you want to play football this afternoon with Reds.
Okay, yeah. Break it up. We got enough entertainment around here. I've seen enough of you guys to last me forever. Now hit the road.
Okay. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
This is WHMD.
Monroe, Detroit!